What is up, everybody? We have 10 minutes with my good friend. If you've listened to the podcast, you know him, the Ryan Muckenhern. Ryan, we got a letter the other day. Somebody called you like the Wikipedia of hunting, shooting, angling, and then I called you Wiki Ryan. You didn't like that.
I don't like that.
Okay. Anyway.
Hello.
All that aside, we're gonna talk about a subject that you and I are both very passionate about.
Super passionate.
An underrated, underutilized piece of gear. We're talking shooting sticks today. Should you carry them? You could probably hear from the enthusiasm in my voice. The answer is yes. There's a variety of styles. Which ones? We've got a handful of them right here. A couple we like, a couple we've used. Ryan, let's jump right in. Let's talk about the advantages and how you're using a shooting stick. And maybe you probably, like me, kind of use one style most of the time. But
I do.
How are you using it? Which one are you using it? Why?
Well, let me back up. So I was in Wyoming last week hunting, and my hunting partner and I were looking over this valley and talking about stuff. And we were talking about shooting sticks and it being one of the four things required for success while afield. And when you audit it, it's like gun, license, bullets, shooting stick.
Yeah.
And like the rest is kind of like auxiliary equipment that you may or may not need.
Throwing a knife, you
yeah.
know, sharp
yeah.
stone,
yeah.
you know, that'll
yeah.
work.
You too, can always make do with something else, but a shooting stick is a pretty pivotal piece of my gear loadout. And so I got on shooting sticks really kind of because of him. He'd hunted all over the U.S. and actually globally prior to me hunting with him, and he was a big shooting stick guy. I went out and I bought a very tall bipod because I'm pretty tall, so I bought this like can extend to 27-inch bipod, and I hung that on my rifle for like 2 years. Couple things. It weighed like 20 and some ounces.
Sure.
Very heavy. And then it was actually quite limiting in use. Like I could use it seated, but not all the way seated, because it was either too tall for me sitting.
Okay.
And then I had to like really extend my torso. I certainly couldn't use it prone because the minimum height was like, I don't know, like 14 to 16 inches. It was too tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, of course, this big, heavy thing on the bottom of my rifle that kind of influenced how my rifle shot and how I shot. And it was just a kind of a PITA, if you will. That's an acronym.
I don't know what you mean.
It's
by that.
An acronym, PITA.
Okay.
Look it up. So got onto the shooting stick train, and I have not gone back. I'm so dug deep into shooting sticks now that I really don't use a bipod ever.
Mm-hmm.
We counted the number of times that we shot off of a bipod in the past, like 15 years of hunting together, 14 years of hunting together. And I think in the past, like seven, I've shot off a bipod like 3 times.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's a far more versatile tool than a bipod. And a better rest, really, truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think our loadouts are very similar in that regard. Now, I don't want to disparage the bipod because there's a lot of really good ones out there.
Yeah.
I've used some of those really good ones, and I'll say there's actually been a handful of situations where it was unequivocally the tool for the job.
Sure.
And allowed me to make a shot that otherwise I probably wouldn't have made.
Sure.
Right? In most of my situations, I'd say probably about 90% of the time, I'm going no bipod, backpack, which actually I'll intentionally kind of, sometimes I'll keep, you know, I keep my puffy jacket and my, you know, maybe my soft shell in there. Well, just because I have those all the time, you know, it gets cold in the morning. But that's nice to puff up your pack and makes an excellent shooting rest if I want to be in kind of that more prone position.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, I'm going to the shooting stick.
Yes, I agree completely.
So, you know, and actually you're talking about, like, I don't want to talk down about bipod, but you're talking about, you know, height adjustment and maybe speed of height adjustment.
Yes.
I was trying to shoot an Audad one time, and I had my pack, and I had my bipod, and I was like, you know, I had my bipod out, because I'm like, oh, I got to use my bipod, and I actually had it. I couldn't have it on the ground, because it wasn't quite high enough, and then, you know, this dynamic situation, and then I put it on top of my pack, and it was a little bit too high, and then I folded it up, and I just shot off my pack. So,
yeah.
But that's not shooting sticks, but What style you got right there?
So this is a very simple design. This is a no longer available product. This is from the Easton Company, great guys and gals over there. They called this their cross-shot shooting stick, and it's an aluminum design, but what's really clever about it is that it takes down much like their trekking poles do via a push button and then an internal cord. So you're trying to do something on camera. It never works out as fast as you want. You just look like a FUD. Anyway, it folds down and nests up into this clever little takedown piece here, like so. And so I like this because when I'm not using it, I can stow it in my pack, on my pack. Actually, there's a little pocket on the side of my Stoney that I stuff this in, and then I run a strap over it and cinch it down. And then I can actually access it while I'm wearing my pack and just pull it out and deploy them if need be. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm in the field, I pretty much always have them out. So it's not a situation in which I'm walking around stickless, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's one. And then you pull your sticks out. That doesn't really happen.
That's one thing that I really wanted to point out is being cognizant of where you are, how you're hunting, and when you think you might get that opportunity, which oftentimes is at any point, you know. But there's, you know, a handful of times where, I've got them packed away. Maybe you're doing a long trek or something like that.
Yep.
But most of the time, I do have them at the ready. When I get to a spot where maybe I'm glassing, they are fully deployed. They are, you know, I've actually pre-examined and been like, okay, I might likely get a shot over here, over here, over here. What's the terrain look like? Now, mine operate a little, you know, similarly. It's got a, you know, shot cord design in here, kind of like if you've run like a tent pole, I guess it's going to be similar to that. You know, they fold up about the same size, you know, as yours did. You've got yours fully deployed right now. But again, lightweight, easy to deploy, fast, and then, you know, operating under the same principle as yours as far as like kind of like a rubber grommet in the middle. And if you're watching on YouTube, this is how you adjust your height. And this is how fast you can adjust your height. And if you've got uneven terrain, it really doesn't matter.
No.
You're not really having to futz with it. It's an easy kind of like more of a gross movement. And we're talking a little bit about dynamic, fast scenarios. You know, sometimes if you got something you got to fiddle with, that might make the difference between, you know, getting that critter or not getting
that
critter.
Oh, you're moving your focus on the animal, the shot, the wind, like everything else. And you're trying to, like, turn this small knob and move a leg out of, you know, 16th of an inch or something. It's a total pain in the butt. Some criticism I've got from them, though, in any design, because I have a couple others, too. I've got just some fixed fiberglass sticks from a company called Venom Outdoors that have been running for a long time, too. But people will say, like, oh, you're very limited in the shots you can take. Like, you're bound to a seated position. And I actually disagree with that completely. They're certainly tall enough to accommodate somebody my height in a seated position, and they do a fabulous job of that. But like you had showed there, when you spread them out, so long as you have good terrain, and most of the designs and examples that we have here have like a sharp spike foot, like an ice cleat almost on their little carbide tip, you can kind of dig that into the ground, and you're not getting necessarily prone, but you're in that gray zone between prone and seated, where, you know, prone is advantageous if you have a flat surface and nothing in front of your barrel. No grass, no sage, no brush, nothing, no rocks, trees, sticks, things like this. And it's kind of infrequent that you're in that position with an unobscured or unobstructed, you know, flight path to your bullet. So you can get into that gray area just above prone and seated, or between prone and seated, quite handily. And then actually, something I had demonstrated, we were doing a hunter marksmanship class with the Edge instructors, and somebody's talking about, like, well, what can't you do with them? And the answer is really nothing. One of my favorite things to demonstrate with them, I haven't been able to field it yet, is a prone high angle shot with shooting sticks. Where I'm prone, and the fore end of my rifle is, of course, nestled in the stick, and I'm actually shooting up at a very high angle.
Okay, right.
And you can go from horizontal to almost what feels like vertical when you're doing it. And the same is true for the inverse as well if you're shooting downhill. So I think that their versatility over a bipod is unmatched. Anything I'm going to do lower than these sticks can accommodate, I'm doing off my pack.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. The pack is going to be this super long, fluffy, stable platform where so much more advantageous than a bipod anyways, because I don't have this unsupported rear of the rifle. This is just, to me, the answer if you're going to look for one stability system.
Yeah, I had a couple sets of, man, it seems like, what happened to all the good shooting stick companies,
Ryan? I don't
know,
man.
I think they were called Predator Sniper Sticks.
Yep.
And one was more of a fixed. It was made from just a single heavy-duty carbon fiber arrow with kind of like, gosh, I can only describe it as like, it was like, if you've ever seen those old Cabela's Buff Tough arrows, it was kind of like a textured carbon coating on the outside of the arrow. It had a couple you would actually just screw in field points like you would in the bottom. I lost those immediately. Didn't find any lack of performance. And then they had more of like a fixed rubberized top. Not really like that. I mean, anyway, but it stayed put versus these ones, which actually, so then I had a version of those same sticks that operated similar to these, but the top was actually better. I actually, in a case of mistaken identity, they looked conspicuously similar to these. I was hunting with a guy, we'll call him Ken B. Fantastic individual. This was not intentional, but we traded shooting sticks, and the tops of these actually, if you're watching on YouTube, would slide down. Just always slide. You'd put any pressure on them, and whoop, they'd slide down. So I took a couple pieces of brightly colored duct tape here.
That's a good idea.
And it prevents them from sliding down, and is high-vis because you don't want to leave your shooting sticks, like I did 2 years ago, my full-length Predator Sniper sticks while I was blacktail hunting in Washington. So if you found a sweet set of shooting sticks kind of going down a logging road and you dip off into the reap rod, it's super thick, but then it kind of opens up into a really cool spot where you can shoot across a valley in some, you know, probably 10, 12-year-old reap rod with some holes in it where you might kill a deer.
It had a lot of blacktails in it?
Oh, did you find my sticks, Ryan?
No, I'm just keep talking about the area,
I would love
though.
If this person is listening, and they'd be like, there's a giant stump there, too. Okay, so actually, you can shoot really well off the stump as well, which is why I set my shooting sticks to the side. So anyway.
Can you describe any like topographical features or anything?
We're not dropping pins today, Ryan. Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, call Vortex if you found those, please. So we've talked, and those all kind of operate similarly, right? Two sticks, rubber grommet together, you know, pull them out or in, you know, depending on what your desired height. And I think we've talked about those a lot because that's what we like. Now, what they won't do, you're not going to shoot from a standing position with them.
No, I do have a set of standers.
Oh, of that same version?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Don't know where I'm going to use them. I see a lot of that in, like, Africa, especially. Like,
right.
Yep, when they're kind of walking and stalking.
Standers, tripod, guy sets them up. Yep. Boom, which is kind of like we've got these here. This is a trigger stick from Primos. So a little bit bigger, heavier, more robust. They definitely have their place. In my opinion, this would be more of a maybe I know where I'm going and I'm not going, I know I'm not going that far sort of deal.
Excellent ground blind tool.
Excellent ground blind tool. Yep. So I got the tripod version here. You have the bipod version.
Yep.
And, you know, you got the trigger here, and that's going to adjust your height. So, and they do deploy pretty rapidly.
Articulating swivel head.
Right.
Gratuitous V-notch on the top, so that if you have, like, a wide forend or, you know, some sort of large gun, you can put that on there. Yeah, I was playing with these more than ever this year. We were using them with crossbows.
Yep.
It was pretty handy. Great tool to, like, leave in your ground blind if you're going to be returning out there. A little heavy otherwise. I don't know that I would necessarily be porting these on some sort of backcountry hunt. But you could.
Right.
I could just, you know, lose a little bit more weight or be stronger.
A little bit. I feel like you're prone to get a little bit, potentially get a clank, you know, that you don't want in the woods. You know, I mean, if you get them together, you know, you got potential for a little bit more noise there. But given the situation like you described, I'll be careful with these. Regarding the noise, and I'll take the rest.
Yes.
Because if you can get a rest. Bogpod makes some good ones, too. They've got some cool monopod-style ones. They've got a variety of them.
We need to fix this one.
Somewhat similar to this guy here. I also have, Ryan, again, God, we're bringing out all the old-school stuff they don't make anymore, but I guess I got it at the time, and I still like it. These are just carbon trekking poles, right?
Those are nice.
So, again, from Easton, but there's other companies that make a similar trekking pole that would operate the way these do, which is actually exactly like your shooting sticks there. But, yeah, so these fold down. And I bring these sometimes if I'm trying to save weight or I don't want another item and I'm not going to carry these other shooting sticks, and I think it's maybe open country where I'm likely, if I'm taking a little bit longer shot, I'm going to be shooting off my pack. But I want to take my trekking poles. I'll bring these to use as trekking poles. And then what a person can do, again, essentially, and I think they actually, I think you can buy something that will
attach them. They do make a couple little connectors.
Connectors. I don't do it. I just figure it's going to be the heat of the moment, and I'm just going to use my hand and, you know, rest my forend of my rifle in the crotch there, and then hopefully shoot that animal and use the trekking poles to pack them out.
Yes.
So with these ones, with kind of like the shock cord tent style design, one thing you'll want to be careful of, and I think this was actually better in the other set that I had, the elastic in there, that shock cord was had more tension. So if you get in soft terrain with these, it's like, oh, they're awesome, they're collapsible. You get in soft terrain, like a little bit of mud, and you're like, the deer's over there, and you want to move, you will lift the top part of this up. This will stay in the ground, and now the panic sets in.
Yep.
So you just want to always remember, if you're using this style, in my opinion, if your sticks are prone to doing that, lift from the bottom.
Yeah.
And then make your movement. So it's kind of an extra thing. That's why I liked the fixed ones.
I had a similar set, and I was calling coyotes in the wintertime in some kind of sticky snow, but on top of ice. And I don't know. I don't think that the tips melted into the ice. Something happened. And the same thing that you described, only insert coyote instead of deer, moved across my field of fire here. And I picked them up. And the bottom sections gave. Then the middle sections gave. And then I was holding the top while everything else was stuck in the snow. And then they came out. And it's just this comedy of errors and like pieces of shooting stick flying everywhere, like clanking into each other. I did not get that coyote. I then glued the sections together.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Which was fine. But this, you know, this being a robust locking design, that I don't have that problem with.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Did we cover just about everything?
I think so. I think if you're... You know, especially if you're doing a lot of hunting in a lot of varied terrain, and this is not something specific to the Western hunter. I carry these in the Midwest as well. I shot actually my best whitetail off a set of shooting sticks in central Minnesota. It's worthwhile having a good set in your gear. Mm-hmm. Like, they're infinitely useful. They make a nice walking stick too. If you're like on a casual stroll into or out of the hunting area,
yep,
you kind of feel like Mr. Peanut. I think he carries a cane.
That's what
I feel like.
Not their intended use, but yes, I've used a little bit more gingerly than you would a real trekking pole. But yeah, that you can use them to stabilize yourself and as a pseudo walking stick. But I think the point here is definitely, man, if you can get a rest, it is better than not having a rest. And there are times where I might want a shooting stick. I might want my pack. And I do have a good bipod, mm-hmm, right? Just because it's just going to improve your odds of executing an accurate shot.
Yep.
So thanks, everybody, for listening. We've kept this one barely sub 20. Congratulations, Ryan. We did it. The clock is red. I don't know what it turns to after that, but I don't want to see it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you haven't been using shooting sticks, use some shooting sticks. If you've got a model that you like that's still in production, let us know. And happy hunting.
See ya.